ACH Group were funded by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and we partnered up with UNLI Council to gather the tips and experiences of people who have travelled the world, who've been there, done that, and can encourage other older people to do the same. We started off by looking for some smart travel abroad reporters who could record their experiences while they're away, take notes on what they do to stay safe and to travel smart, perhaps take a few photos of some of the things that they do. And then when they came back, we planned and ran a big forum where people shared their stories and their experiences of how they have a fantastic time and stay safe while travelling.
It's a really exciting project. I mean, so you actually had people, your travel reporters going up, what, with diaries while they were actually travelling?
Yes, that's right.
So it's a really nice, neat little piece of action research, apart from anything else. So what was the incentive? When did you realise this was an important thing to do?
Well, ACH Group knows that travel is really important for many people that have retired. People don't want to stop travelling. They've actually got more time and sometimes they have more money to spend on travel. And it's really important to learn from other people about how to go about it.
And so then you were funded by Foreign Affairs and Trade to do this. So how did you then turn that information into the videos? How did you distill down the key points?
After the forum, we gathered together all the information that people had shared in the forum. As part of the forum, we also encouraged the audience to share their tips and experience. We had big whiteboards for people to write up how they'd travelled safely and smartly. And then we gathered it all together and distilled it down into 7 tips that could be shared with the world.
Fiona, tell us, what were the tips?
The 7 tips cover a really wide range of things. We've got 7 people that came in and shared their tips when we ran our forum. And so they talked about things like making sure to build in time for rest and relaxation, not trying to cram too much into your trip, really planning before you go, making sure you contact the airport, contact your destination. If you need special equipment, making sure you plan that in advance, getting ready by visiting your doctor and making sure that you have any vaccinations that you need, that you've got letters to cover any medication that you need.
I think one of the big, one of the important things that we spoke about on the day was the importance of having a relationship with a competent travel agent.
Yeah.
But it's interesting all the same how you can also, through your own research, give them information that they then have stored. So traveling these days is really listening to everybody's stories and listening to everyone's experiences. And, you know, if you find a good travel agent who have listened to the people that they've been dealing with, I think you'll find that the experience is much more worthwhile.
Yes, I think that experience does count. Mm. So, Annette, now you've been travelling with your husband, Jerry.
That's right.
And is that travelling with Jerry and with a wheelchair?
Yes. I think you'll find that when somebody's mobility is suddenly and unexpectedly impaired, as happened with my husband, Jerry, about 10 years ago, your immediate reaction is that things that you had planned will not happen. Mm. I think it's very important that people know that this is not necessarily the case. From our point of view, the stimulus for our travel was the fact that we had so many of our children living overseas in various countries, and so visiting our children probably initially was our primary reason for travelling. Mm. And it took us to very interesting places because they are international lawyers.
And you wanted to get there and visit them, as
absolutely,
you should.
Absolutely. And their encouragement of us to do this was an incredible stimulus for us to actually do that. So we've been to Mongolia, we've been to Jordan, which then took us to places like Petra and the Dead Sea. We've gone to babysit in Ramallah in Palestine while one of our daughters completed a project there.
That's one heck of a babysitting stint. I like it.
And thoroughly enjoyable. We've frequently visited the UAE, where we have another son and his family.
So clearly you're finding that the wheelchair in itself is a challenge, but it is no barrier.
It's a challenge.
And how do you manage that challenge?
Well, preparation is the big thing. The airlines are extremely accommodating for people who are travelling with disabilities, but you do need to let them know ahead that you are travelling, what you are travelling with. We usually travel with the regular wheelchair, but we also take a very small fold-up scooter which has a battery. Mm. The airlines will accommodate two wheelchairs without any it affecting your excess baggage.
Okay, and then the battery, they just want to know the batteries, what sort of battery.
We get a yearly approval from Qantas to carry a lithium battery. Mm. But you need to give them the dimensions of the scooter and all the specifications of the electric scooter, the dimensions of the wheelchair, all those sort of things. But as long as you are pre-prepared with those, it's very easy. You actually have to remove the battery and you have to carry it in your hand luggage. Quite often the pilot will actually come down to your seat and check where the battery is. So they are. It is an important feature if you are travelling with an electric
scooter.
But
it sounds like they have the infrastructure in place to handle it well, and it's
absolutely
sort of in the airports and in the air. Mm.
When we get to the airport, pre-arranged assistance right from check-in until... until we're on the plane, they will store your wheelchair underneath and have it at the door of the plane when you arrive at your destination. So it makes life very simple. The fact that just because you're in a wheelchair, things that have been important to you, for instance, things like your love of history, you can still visit the places that you've always thought you would do. Mm. So that we have visited Auschwitz because of my husband's incredible interest in the history of World War II. We've even been to Yalta on the Black Sea in the Ukraine, where the meeting of the presidents was held at the end of the war. So it can be incredibly mentally and emotionally stimulating to be able to continue your specific areas of interest and actually see the places that you have read about and you've...
Actually, that is so true, because that would really work very well with that fact of a sense of meaning.
Exactly.
The purpose of travel, the accomplishment of knowing you've done that, all of that has a very wide bearing on well-being, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And you mentioning the accomplishment, I think, is a very important one. And that goes hand in hand with looking forward to the trip. Planning and the fact that you are looking forward to it is incredibly mentally and emotionally stimulating, as is the sense of achievement you get and the accolades from family.
Accolades, all of the above. And I strongly believe my research indicates that it is that sense of anticipation, the wonder of the event itself, including
exactly.
the ups and downs of that.
Exactly.
But then the sense of accomplishment and the memories...
Exactly.
And that feeds back into another very important cycle.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, Annette, thank you. That's been wonderful. Now, Fiona, just swinging back to you for a moment, is there anything else about the project? Now, these videos, where do we find them on the website? What's the address?
So you can find them on the ACH Group YouTube channel, which is if you go to YouTube and search for ACH Group, you will find
ACH
it.
ACH Group, yes.
Or you can go to the ACH Group website, which is www.achgroup.org.au. And they're also on the Smart Traveller website itself. The Smart Traveller website's a wonderful source of knowledge on travel, as you know.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
Yes, so if you Google Smart Traveller.
That's when you'll find it. Yeah. Fabulous. Now, this project, I understand, is part of a much bigger exchange network that's being operated by ACH Group. Could you just tell us a bit about that?
That's right. So ACH Group has our initiative called The Exchange. It's been running since 2016, and it's for people who are 50-plus who want to learn, do new things, challenge themselves, have a say about things that matter, and we try to really challenge some of those stereotypes of ageing about what you can and can't do as you get older.
I like the sound of it. So where do we find The Exchange? How do we tap into it?
So it's on the ACH Group website as well. You can sign up for free, and we send members a fortnightly bulletin that lets you know all about the various workshops and events that we're running, and we look for other things around Adelaide and the broader area that might be interesting to our members, with a real focus on that learning and doing things that are new and challenging.
Sounds fun.
It is. We have lots of fun.
Thank you.